as you can hear, there's thunder. And we are in March, you know. So there's a saying in German, wenn es blitzt und donnert im kahlen Wald, sterben noch jung und alt. That means if there's thunder in the bald forest, you know, when there are no leaves, the forest is bald, like a bald man, no hair, then young and old will die. You know, so that means if it's like thunder in winter, you know, it's gonna get very cold and people are gonna die, you know, in the old days. Now we have a difference, like probably the Third World War coming up. So this is, wenn es donnert im kahlen Wald, sterben noch jung und alt. When there's thunder in the bald forest, young and old will die. Well, let's have a look at the castle. Looks like bloody cold it's, you know, from the Second World War. So this is the castle here. The castle of von Sickingen, apparently. And here's another castle. You know, probably a son or something, or a daughter. Give you a castle as well, you know. And there's a nice little river there, down there. Somewhere. Can't see it. Oh, there it is. What I wanted to show you is that, I just go nearer. So the baby there with the wings, that's of course Horus, eh? With the swan, two knights. So here's the name, Ebernburg. And Eba, that's a boar. It's from 1214. So all over Europe, you know, this pharaonic nobility, they were all over. You think they just disappeared? Of course not. So this town is Bad Münster am Stein. There's the river, and I'm standing on the castle here. So same as anywhere else, you know, castles all over Europe. Everything belonged to this pharaonic nobility. You think they just left, you know, left it all? No, forget about it. They still rule everything. So the swan, like I've thought it was before on the coat of arms, it isn't a swan, it's a dragon. I mean, what do these guys have with dragons anyway, you know? They definitely come from out of another planet where there were dragons or something. They're not from here, the whole nobility, all these pharaohs. Look at these noses of these noblemen. I mean, look at it, how long it is, you know. This is not European. And it's not jaywalkers either, you know. They don't have noses like that. But the nobility they have. And also the jaywalker nobility, of course, because it's all pharaonic. Look at the long noses. This name is, or whatever, in here. They are the masters. So I'm here in the town of Hildegard von Bingen, nobility. And she lived in from 1098 to 1179. 1098, there was in the middle of the Crusades, or the Crusades started in 1095. And her monastery used to be there somewhere on the other side where you can see that church. this river here is going into the Rhine. It's quite big as well. Faro. All pharaohs. You think they disappeared? No way. Oh, top of the hill is another one. So this is the Rhine. That's Bingen. And that there is another monastery that Hildegard von Bingen, that she founded the other one there. There's another castle there. So there it is, that's the other monastery, Hildegard von Bingen, that she founded here in, of course, Bingen. Faroes. Going on a ship beyond the Rhine to the other side. This is a ride. Yeah, some sort of a wall here with a Templar's cross here. The guy with the wings, Horus. There's the Rhine. Oh, there's the Rhine. Rhine River going all the way to Basel. This is some sort of a war here. That's what I thought is the war from 1870 with the French. That's when the French, they got Alsace back. So this castle is called Bozenburg. It's from the 12th century, as you can read here. So I'm still at the Rhine. So civilization, or if you might call it civilization, it started, of course, quite early at the Rhine. You know. All pharaohs, eh? There's some more pharaohs there. Also in Germany, not only in France, there's castles everywhere. Our masters. It's closed, so it looks really old, eh? So 800 years old. Oh, look at these flowers. Quite resistant, eh? I wish the damn slaves would be that resistant. That would be good, eh? There's some more. Just growing there. There's some crow had his shit there. And another castle here on the Rhine. Here on the Rhine, magnificent castles. Of course, in those days, the Rhine was like the motorway, it was very important. Now here, there's another one. It's full of castles here. it's one castle after the other. Every 100 meters is a castle here. On the Rhine, very important. It's a magnificent castle, eh? And that's already the next castle. Oh, where is it? Lost it. There it is. One castle after the other here on the Rhine. So I've done a lot of French castles, you know, and Spanish, Belgium, Swiss, of course. Never really done any German castles. Well, this is here on the Rhine. It's full of castles. Of course, this, you know, in those days this was, you know, depopulated place land. The other one is there, where the village is there. The Rhine River. Pharaohs everywhere. They were the first ones who built in stone. All these castles are like from the year 1000 or a little bit afterwards. Europeans never built in stone, you know. There's like the Europeans are like a tribe, like the Indians or the Nubians or the Arabs or the Jaywalkers also, they're also tribes. We're all tribes, you know. All the peoples are tribes. So Pharaoh, how was it again? Me. And again, another castle, it's full of it. On the Rhine. There's part of a cathedral or something. And of course, there must be a lot of Swissies here, like ethnic Swiss. Because this year is going to Switzerland. Over there, Switzerland. There's the next castle. Or what's left of it. Even a castle in the middle of the Rhine. Well, why not, you know? We go and have a look at a Templar's commandery. Incredible, in the middle of the Rhine. There's the next castle already. Wow. It's really, they got total control over it. Oh, I can't see it. And that was the other one. And there's the next castle. I've never seen so many castles, you know, like one after the other. Not even in France. You know, they're really controlling the Rhine, you know, this is what it's about. And there too, there's the next castle or something. So this is the famous Lorelei. You know, they were looking at this woman, you know, and it is a the mountain ridge there. So they didn't look at the river and they run on the cliffs. They ran on the cliffs and the boat sank. So that's what it's about. There's another chapel, might be Knights Templars, because they're Swaziland. You know, it's all... So the Swissies, they went down, the octagon, they went down here. And arriving in Germany. Money. So, oh yeah, and then I saw this symbol here, UNESCO. You see this here, it's a square and compass. In the middle is a square and around it is the compass, the circle. You know. It's everywhere, these things, you know, and they got three stairs for the concept of three. And there's this pyramid on top of it. Well, the United Nations, they are a bunch of criminals anyway. Which we could see now in the Gaza war, you know, how they financed the Hamas with the UNRWA and all that. And it's Swiss, you know, they're in Geneva. The head office of the United Nations is in Geneva. So that's the Lorelei, where you can see the flags. And another castle. I think I'm gonna stop filming all these castles, there's so many. So here is this thing here, the Lorelei. That's where we are at now. Rhine, and this is the Lorelei all around the bend here. And another castle. It's incredible here. So as you can see, the pharaohs also in Germany. They're everywhere. Our masters, yeah. And the next one is already coming up there. They can practically see each other, you know. This is total control in those days. Now we got facial recognition and we got, you know, a chip and everything. In those days they had a castle every 100 meters, you know, for the total control. So these are the next castles. It's incredible, so many. On the Rhine. And another castle on the Rhine. Very nice castle. Oh, so many. Next to Boppard, where the Knights Templars were. Concept of three there. Weird. This is a very special castle. Could be the Knights Templars as well. So this is Koblenz, where the Rhine and the Mosel, where they come together, two big rivers. And another castle. So on both sides of the ferry there's a castle. Pharaohs. So also the German people, they're being ruled by Pharaoh. Oh, how could it be else? So here it says this is the chapel of the castle, and it was built here, the chapel, in 1230 by the Crusaders. And there's that castle. So the castle is there. chapel is there. It says it's from 1195. You see, it looks like snowy air. Because it was thunder the day before yesterday. Wenn es donnert im kahlen Wald, sterben noch jung und alt. It means it's going to get cold if there's thunder in the bald forest where there's no leaves. That means it's in the winter and it gets cold.
Ganz da hinten ist was passiert.